This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A memorial was held this week for the three family members of a family friend who were killed over the weekend in Aurora. Last month, seven people were killed in the city. Overall, violent crimes in Aurora have increased by nearly 16% since last year, according to police data. The race for Colorado's new congressional district will likely be the most competitive election in the state. It's between Republican Barbara Kirkmeyer and Democrat Yadira Caraveo.
With this district being competitive, it's going to require anyone who wins to be able to speak to both sides, you know, certainly be able to maintain independent votes, in theory at least.
District 8 voters like Jenna Galvin hope the area's new swing status helps bring moderation. The new district is also the most diverse district in the state, with an electorate of more than 38% Latinos. Coloradans should have a clear view of the full lunar eclipse early tomorrow morning. Astronomers say this will be the last total eclipse until 2025. Starting around 1 a.m., the moon will turn a dark gray as Earth moves in front of the sun. And then between 2 and 4 a.m., the dark gray will become a deep red as light from the sun filters through the Earth's atmosphere. It should all be over by 7 o'clock, just in time for the polls to open. And if you're headed to the polls tomorrow morning in Metro Denver, it'll be windy and in the low 70s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.